Blog Talk Radio.
Even they won't prevail against our onslaught against the enemy. Because this is the warfare hour, we admonish you to put on your warfare armor on tonight, to get your minds ready for a battle, to be prepared to fight the enemy, for he is preparing to fight you and has been fighting you. He's been trying to destroy your families. He's been trying to destroy your testimony. He's been trying to destroy your works. He's been trying to destroy your word, anything that comes from you. And he also doesn't want anyone to know that he's doing any of these things. But here at the Warfare Hour, we believe that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. We believe that because we lean not to our own understanding. We do trust in the Lord with all our heart. We don't lean to our own understanding. In all our ways, we attempt and go forth to acknowledge him so that he can direct our paths. We believe in seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness so that all those things, all those other things, shall and can be added unto us. We believe that we can do all things through Christ, as I said earlier, but we also know it because God has told us many times in the scripture with this one little word. It's a small word, but it has great power. A-S-K, ask. Matthew, the 7th chapter and the 7th verse tells us to ask, and it shall be given unto us, to seek, and that we shall find, to knock, and the door shall be opened unto us. The key to that is acknowledging that God is our Father, Daddy God, Abba, putting him in a place of honor and glory, surrendering unto him and accepting his Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and no other, as your Lord and Savior. On the last few times we've come together, the enemy has really been attacking this ministry, but he's attacking all ministries, so I don't count it that I'm special because he's attacking us. But we do know that the enemy knows us by name, or otherwise he would not attack. We thank you again for coming in tonight. We thank the Kingdom Builders and the Kingdom Daughters International for allowing us to come together once more and again. We pray for our covering, which is Apostle Leonard Emmons and the Living Way Christian Center here in the City of Glory, or the City of Gary. And we believe that all of those that are connected with this endeavor are blessed of God. God has a way of making sure that we always know that he loves us. I know this week or last week, you know, we weren't able to be on the air with you, but guess what? God just gave us more ammunition. He gave us more warfare, more power and anointing to go forth. As you can see, the enemy has been busy. We've been continuing to lose people left and right here in the City of Glory. We lost a wonderful pastor. And you'll find that even in your cities, pastors and leaders are being attacked, and they're dying. Young people, you know, the caskets, you know, have no shapes, size, or form. They come in all sizes, small, medium, and large. We have to be able to take the war to the enemy. Now, I pray that some of you have wants to come forward and to receive some good news on today. But we recognize that there's been some things in the atmosphere and in the air that puts us in a position of things that we need to address. We recognize also that the marriages in the Christian community in particular have been dwindling over the past decade at an alarming rate. And so one of the things that we also have done is to go forth and to put ourselves in a position to pray for marriages. Now, we also recognize that everyone is not married, but this marriage prayer works for you as well, because you are married to Jesus. You are the bride. We are the bride. If you put yourself in a position of taking the same information, using it to glorify your marriage with the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and then you'll find yourself unable to be attacked by the enemy in the manner in which he intends to attack us. It's time for us to go forth and to fight this good fight of faith. One of the scriptures tells us to teach our hands to war and our fingers to do battle. Our hands, God has given us, made us wonderfully and marvelously. He said that we are gloriously made. In Genesis, the first chapter, it says that he made us in his image and in his likeness. And I'm not always go back to the beginning, because that's where our strength comes from. We know that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. There was nothing that was made that he didn't command to be made. Jesus was there in the beginning. He was the one that called forth all those things that are in place now. When he came to the earth in this suit that we also are in, he felt those things that we felt. He fulfilled prophecies that came before him. He placed himself in a position to feel our pain, our every emotion, our every thought and pattern. And he overcame being the blood that came from him, and he was the slain lamb. But he's coming back as the King of Judah, the roaring lion. He's left us with so many wonderful and marvelous weapons, all ensnared and wrapped up in his name and in his blood, in his communion, in the prayer that he prayed for us, in the prayer that we pray for ourselves, in the intercession that we do on behalf of others, and through, most of all, through his love. Scriptures tell us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and that whosoever shall believe in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. Last time that we were together, we talked about the book that we have been reading, where a doctor was in contact with a witch that was one of the brides of Satan. And as this woman shared all of the things that she was a Satanist, and as she shared these things in the book of how the Satanists are infiltrating the church, we spoke of that the last time that we were on the air. And we recognized that that was not going to be a popular subject. And, of course, we have been attack since then, but your prayers have made sure that we're here on today, and your prayers have strengthened us that we can go forth and continue fighting the good fight of faith. We encourage you to visit all of the ministries that are of the Kingdom Daughters and Kingdom Builders International, for they bring the Word of God to you 7 days a week. Hallelujah. Glory to his wonderful name. These mighty men and women of God are pouring their hearts out the way that only God can use them. They are allowing the word of God to flow through them so that we, the body, can receive the information and continue to fight and to go forth and to uplift and to do what God has determined that he was for us to do. We remind you that our mandate as Christians in the kingdom of God is to heal the sick and to cast out devils. And in order to do that, you're going to have some power. So we encourage you again to go back and look at some of the previous broadcasts that we've had. You can click on, come to Kingdom Builders International under the Blog Talk Radio umbrella, international.com, and click on or type in Apostle Carlton Clark, or you can type in the Warfare Hour. And you'll see the podcast that we've had this year. We started in September. We've been blessed. Hallelujah. We did one in September. I believe it was the first of this year. And then through the grace of God, we've been able to come to you pretty much every week since November, since the first week in November on Thursday nights. And we really bless you, those of you that have been continuing to listen to us, continuing to come back and to find out what the Word of God has to say for us. And we really thank you. That's our money. That's our blessing that we're able to get the word out to you. But we do encourage you to be a financial blessing to the Kingdom Daughters and the Kingdom Builders. But they bring this to us every week. So we don't need anything from Warriors for Christ, which is our ministry. God is providing. If you want to send something, hey, that's great. But we encourage you to send a donation, allow God to use you to be a blessing to the Kingdom Daughters and Kingdom Builders International, who brings this to us every week. And we pray, obviously, if you're coming back, that it's been a blessing to you and that some good things have been happening to you in your life. Amen? Amen. Okay, as we get started, we remind you to continue doing the things that God has for you. We also remind you that we always pray a prayer, and the prayer is comes from Psalms 119 and verse 18. It puts us in a position to understand what it is that we're getting ready to read. So we ask that you would repeat it with us. Open thine mine eyes, that I may behold the wondrous things out of that law. Psalms 119, verse 18. And we encourage our people at the studios. It's showing that we got 13 minutes and 7 seconds remaining. I know that's probably incorrect, but whatever you need to do, we just allowing you to know that that is being flashed on the computer. So be not dismayed. We will continue to speak on what God has for us. For this, the warfare hour. Amen. That you prayed that prayer, that open up thine eyes, that you might behold the wondrous things out of thy law. God puts us in a position for us to be able to receive and understand what it is that he's given for us. We did talk about the marriage, so we're going to go straight into our prayers. Just in case some of the stuff that's going on is true, we're going to get our prayers out of the way. Amen. The harmonious marriage prayer, and we ask that you would, you know, if you're able to, repeat it with us, and if you're able to, just meditate on it. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, it is written in your word that your love is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, who is given to us, because you are in us. We acknowledge that love reigns supreme. Hallelujah. We believe that love is displayed in full expression, enfolding and knitting us together in truth, making us perfect for every good work to do your will, working in us that which is pleasing in your sight. We live and conduct our marriage honorably and becomingly. We esteem it as precious, worthy, and of great price. We commit ourselves to live in mutual harmony and accord with one another, delighting in each other, being of the same mind and united in spirit. Hallelujah. Father, we believe and say that we are gentle. Father, we believe and say that we are compassionate. Father, we believe and say that we are courteous. Father, we believe and say that we are tender-hearted and humble-minded, O God. We seek peace, and it keeps our hearts in quietness and assurance, O God. Because we follow after love and dwell in peace, our prayers are not hindered in any way. In the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, the sweet communion, the power, and anointing of your Holy Spirit, and the good, perfect, and acceptable will of you as the great I Am. Father, our marriage of the apostolic and of the prophetic, Father, and of the natural, God, grow stronger day by day in the bond of unity, because it is founded on your word and rooted and grounded in your love. Father, O God, we decree this day we have a marriage of the apostolic and of the prophetic, O God, and of the natural, O God, made in heaven, O God. Father, we thank you for the performance of it in Jesus' name, by the blood of Jesus, the sweet communion, the power, and anointing of your Holy Spirit, and the good, perfect, and acceptable will of you as the great I Am. All right, come on, let's give the Lord a hand of praise as he continues to just upbuild us. We remind you than Luther Fuss. Hallelujah. We remind you that the Spirit of the Lord is upon us. We read out of Luke, the 4th chapter, because he hath anointed us to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. One of the things that we found out over the, this year is that the this is the year we have heard, they keep talking about it, that this is the year of the dragon, the year of the dragon. And we keep, you know, we watch TV and we let things happen and we never challenge those things that are around us. And it's time for us to get back in charge. It's time for us to put ourselves in a position to not allow those things that are being said every day in our consciousness, and we do nothing about it. I don't know how many, you know, with the tragic death of Whitney Houston on the other night, some of you may have watched the tribute that they had and saw that disgusting display of, I didn't watch it. I just heard about it and saw the Facebook blogs on it and everything. But about this artist performing the exorcism and thing of that nature, and the women and men of God was watching this thing. And don't you have to know that the enemy is using any and everything that he can to hoodwink and bamboozle you, to put you in a position of being submissive. Let me share this with you. First of all, you have to be very careful what it is that you read, what you hear, and what you allow to get into your gateways. Your physical gateways, which is your eyes, your nostrils, your mouth, your ears, those things that you hear, those things that you touch. The scriptures tell us to lay hands on no man suddenly. There's things that we have to put ourselves in a position to do. Men and women, God, I caution you, I implore you, that if you're going to be going forth in ministry, make sure you gird it up. Get you some good prayer in. Get you some rest. Make sure that your affairs are in order, spiritually, mentally, physiologically, and sociologically. Make sure that there's nothing that's going to hinder you in what portion of the ministry that you're going forth in, and that the enemy can't use things against you to halt or to hinder the word of God going forth. What has happened is we have so many familiar spirits, and at the ministry at Liverway Christian Center, for the past 3 to 4 months, we've been studying in deliverance. And we are really having all manner of breakthroughs, of manifestations that are happening in our lives as we're going forth to beat the enemy. We're being freed from so many demons that we didn't even recognize that we had. Let me share something with you, men and women of God. I said to you earlier, this is not a trying to get you to come to our ministry, but to ask the Lord to lead, guide, and direct you toward a ministry that is one that is teaching and that is anointing of him, one that has power. Because you have been robbed of your anointing, and we give it away so freely we don't even recognize that we're giving it away. We give it away through our slothfulness. We give it away through our procrastination. We give it away through our inability to recognize those things that are around us. Our discernment is almost non-existent in many areas. And if it is strong in one area, so weak in the other areas that those everyday things that are around us go unnoticed and unscathed. And the enemy is operating right upon our noses, in our families, in our workplace, in our church. And it's time for us to do something about it. Hallelujah. Like I said, this is the war they're out. Whew. Okay, listen. There's many things, as I was saying earlier, that are in our path that if we just pay attention, we can clearly see that these things are happening. Let me give you just, if you could write down these scriptures, because this is where we're going to be coming from. We're going to be in Revelation, the 12th chapter, and Revelation, the 13th chapter. We're going to be going over the things that identify the dragon, that identify Satan. We are not letting up to allow the world to know that he exists and that his manner is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. If it's left up to him and his cohorts, he will do whatever and he can to destroy us. With most of our major Christian denominations, they have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. Our young people eagerly walk right into false religions. They eagerly walk into the occult. And the theme of our show today is dealing with the martial arts. We've been talking about the Illuminati, you know, just in briefly. We've been talking about the Masonic Order. We've been talking about different fraternities and sororities. And people think, because you know, this was a time of their life where they, some really great things happened to them. They was in their party mode. They got a camaraderie ship with some brothers and sisters. And seemingly everything that was happening with these sororities and fraternities was a great thing. But they were rooted and grounded in the work of Satan. And according to how far you went in that particular occult or whatever, the deeper things began to happen to you. Few people realize the ties that exist between the martial arts and Eastern religions. We always talk about Buddhism, we talk about Zionism, we talk about Zen and yoga, but we very seldom place the martial arts in conjunction with them. One of the things, as a member of the military, you know, we had to learn a hand-to-hand combat. We had to learn. We actually was placed in a position where pretty much a lot of the people that we learned, because we had to learn how to kill in many areas, we ended up running into people that were martial artists, friends. And so we took karate, jujitsu, we took kempo, we took different martial arts. One, you know, we was, you know, thinking, yeah, built up the body, it was a great thing, you know, it was a discipline. And what we didn't know is that we were putting ourselves in a position to be in the philosophy of these Eastern religions. And so unless somebody told us, or unless we stumbled upon something through the grace of God, we continued. And the sad thing now is there's many churches that have martial arts programs in their churches, and they don't even understand how the enemy has infiltrated them. And because they have turned out to be fans, they don't want to get rid of it. And I'm going to explain a few things to you before we get into our scriptures and our main source of information. We want to share with you that anytime you involve yourself with something that becomes a familiar spirit in your life, you don't often even recognize that that's what it is. And the reason we call it familiar spirits is because it's something that's easy for us. It's the lesser of two evils. It's something that we did at a young age or at an earlier time of in our life. And even though we may not be part of it anymore, we've not renounced it out of our life. So it has a special place in our consciousness and can be brought up. It can actually destroy us. And so we want to identify these things to you so that you can do what you need to do to get these things out of your consciousness, totally out of your psyche, totally out of your body, out of your soul, out of your spirit, so that you can receive and do what it is that God intends for you to do. When we talk about familiar spirits, I want to talk to you concerning some mentors that's in the earth, some people that I do recommend that you do pay attention to, and that you can do your references and do your work, because these are some true prophets of God. God has sent them to do things, and if you look at their work and you research it, it's all based on scriptures and based on information that God has given them. Some of you are those people. You're going forth and you're doing those things. But we recommend that you would go to EX Ministries, or to, in particular, Elder G. Craig Lewis. And he's a prophet of God. Yeah, and he has an apostolic anointing on his life because of his breakthrough work in the series, The Truth Behind Hip Hop. And he has a five-series DVD on the things that tell of the truth behind hip-hop. And about 7 or 8 years ago, when we got exposed to this information, we really did not understand that God was allowing us to do this. We thought it was just something that was new. We didn't really understand the truth of what was happening to us in our life. But we did very soon find out that this is what God intended for us to do. In the Truth Behind Hip Hop series, it talks about the things that affect us through the music. It not only talks about hip-hop. See, that's the thing that makes everybody want to go away from it. It not only talks about hip-hop, but it also talks about the music we used to listen to back in the day, the different groups, Earth, Wind, and Fire, different rock groups, and how the enemy has used these groups to infiltrate the music. Unfortunately, you know, we see it in many of our stars that are singing today. And what he has done, he's identified many of these artists, and he's through a careful analysis of showing you how they got that way, shows you some of the things that are hidden from us unless we look for them. One of the things that really caught my attention was, which has a lot to do with what we're going to be talking about today, this guy by the name of John Mesmer. And John Mesmer was basically like a magician. He was a hypnotist. And for many years, matter of fact, the word mesmerize comes from the work and the introduction of what John Mesmer did so many years ago. John Mesmer introduced what we now know as the club. You know, like when we go out to party, we go to a facility known as the club. And at the club, we got this big ball at the top of the somewhere, or we got some kind of light display on the inside of the club. And this light display has a timing mechanism that interrupts our natural timing by the series of lights or the light shining off of the balls, or the cut up or broken pieces of mirrors, and also by the loud bass beat that is constant throughout the entire time that you're at the club. I share this with you because he was a hypnotist, he was trying to find out a way to make people do different things. And the way he did it was, first of all, this club that he invented, he named it the Sanctuary. And so if you look at the things, just think about the things that go on in the club right now. You've got artists or a DJ, a disc jockey, one that basically orchestrates the atmosphere that is there. And basically in that entire atmosphere is designed for you to lose time or the track of time. If you've ever went to the club, maybe some of you haven't, but those of us that have, you recognize that when you go to the club, it seems like you've been there only a few minutes, but 4 or 5 hours have gone by. And that's because of the thumping of the bass and the light show. Back in the day, we had what they call strobe lights. And these strobe lights, those lights, were designed to disrupt the pattern of your heart and give you an irregular heartbeat, which actually stopped or altered time. And during that time, guess what happens? Everything that is going on is going straight into your subconscious, because the one thing about music is the frontal lobes of the brain, you cannot filter out the melodious sounds of music. And so the enemy, what you have to remember is when he was in the place as the anointed cherub, talking about Lucifer, when he was in the place of the anointed cherub, he had all of these musical notes, all of the colors, all of the lights, and everything built into his actual body. He was a beautiful creature. He was the anointed cherub. And he understands the power and anointing of music more than any other creature in existence. And that's what got him in trouble. Because he said he wanted to exalt himself above the Most High, which is God Almighty himself. And he went about to do that and ended up with over a third of the angels that followed him or listened to him being cast down in destruction and terror by following his lead. And so when God created man and placed us a little lower than the angels, which meaning he gave them a specific task, but he gave us more. And he gave us a soul, once something he didn't give to them. And they hate man and mankind. And so the enemy has decided that he's going to do whatever he can. And it's been foretold in the first book of Genesis when he said that we would stomp on his head and that he would bruise our heel. That means he's coming after us. He's coming to hurt us because of his betrayal in the Garden of Eden. And so as I weave this tale for you and talk about John Mesmer, the club, which we now know as the club, was called the Sanctuary when he was conducting these tests. And it still is continuing today. Those of you that may still go to the club, you know that what I'm saying is true. I also caution you against other kinds of things that are in our face every day that are familiar spirits. And as we go forth, you'll be finding out some different things. In Zen and yoga and the Buddhist religion, which has to do with Eastern religions, these are the foundations of where martial arts come from. Now, the three things that they have in common is that they deal with meditation. They also deal with reincarnation. See, in meditation, you basically, it's a form of self-hypnosis. Remember I told you that you was going to find out how the sanctuary or the club has to do with what we're talking about today. Self-hypnosis is one of the main things as you go to the higher belts in the martial arts. You learn to hypnotize yourself to not allow pain to affect you and to get into a consciousness that is higher. Another thing that these Eastern religions speak on, they talk about reincarnation, which is starting life over as a man or animal. You know, and we know that that goes against everything that is in the Christian community. They also believe in karma, which is also a form of reincarnation, which is going back or leaping. It's based on the concept of sowing and reaping, saying that whatsoever you do on earth puts you in a position that you in karma, you'll come back in another life or in a former life until you get it right over and over and over again. That's what reincarnation speaks about. And they also, the other thing that it has in common is nirvana, which is a human spirit perfected after many rebirths. They believe that you keep coming back over and over again until you get it right. Also, they in nirvana, they give you a self non-existence, which is primary that deals with suicides. And let me share with you some of the Eastern Coast. They have what you know, we see a lot of movies, you know, and we've been fascinated by karate movies. You know, Bruce Lee talks about the dragon. You know, the dragon and the tiger and the serpent all are interchangeable in philosophies that deal with those three things that we're talking about right now. The Buddhist religion is the backbone of Japan's jiu-jitsu, karate, and judo, as well as China's kung fu. Hinduism, Buddhism, Zen Buddhism, and yoga all have those three things in common that I just shared with you. And first is the practice of meditation. And that meditation is called transcendental in yoga. It's called mystic meditation in Buddhism. It's called Sambodhi in Hinduism. And all of the same, these are occult practices of self-hypnosis. As I was saying, they tell you how to be able to deal with pain. They tell you how to be able to put yourself in an altered consciousness. And in judo, karate, and kung fu and other martial arts, these are the self-hypnosis that puts you in a position to have that what they call killer instinct. Ooh, hallelujah. Self-hypnosis or self-induced trances, which is called transcendental meditation, is in yoga and it's in Zen. It's also mystic meditation or whatever you wish to call them, but it creates in the meditator a mind as a perfect state of passivity. It puts you in a position that you don't really care about anything. And so what does that do when you don't care about anything? Your gateways are vulnerable and open to any and all suggestions. And that's where the enemy wants you to be. Hallelujah. Nowadays, you'll see all over the world shapes and forms of gateways in all of our major cities, and they're strategically located for a reason. These are entrance points for energy or for basically the enemy to travel from the second heaven down to the earth and back and forth. And so they can, they're not omnipresent, but they can use these various gateways to get from point A to point B. And many of the segments, as we talked about last week in the witchcraft, they deal with astral projection. And this is how they're able to do it. They'd be able to do it through the various gateways. Hallelujah. Now, these gateways are all over the place. They're in the form of pyramids. They also have different shapes such as obelisks, domes. And these are gateways for energy to be channeled. Let's just go tomorrow or the day after or the next week until we come back again and go through the different cities that you live in and look at the various shapes that I just discussed, the obelisks. An obelisk is the pyramid-shaped phallic symbol, which is what is used in Washington, D.C. You may also see that in other cities, you'll see these same symbols. And some of the cities that you may remember seeing some of these symbols, these symbols have a great meaning. You know, of course, 9/11 was the Twin Towers. in New York City, and as they, there's all kinds of YouTube expression concerning the Twin Towers, where you'll see that there actually was a gateway there, and when they're showing, you'll see the face of Baphomet displayed in between the two towers as they were coming down, or as the planes or whatever it was blew up in those towers. And see, people don't want to put any kind of religious or spiritual activist because they want to believe those things that we've seen on TV or whatever, but it has allowed us to see the truth in all things. He said that the truth will make us free. He said that it will always come to the light, those things that are here. The Bible is quite clear that there are only two sources of supernatural power. The first source is that through the Father, Jesus Christ, which is the operation of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and the second source is by a multitude of occult outlets operating by witchcraft powers through Satan. There's many scriptures that verify those things all throughout the Bible. However, we're talking about the major cities across the world that that you may live in. In Memphis, Tennessee, there's a pyramid building there that's made of glass. In Las Vegas, they built the different casinos that have a Egyptian or pharaoh intake with it. In New York City, we talked about the Twin Towers and many of the other buildings that are there. They have a dome shape or an arrow or needle shape that's designed to filter or channel energy. In Chicago, Illinois, they just built the new, matter of fact, they have several statues and things of that nature that's been recently built. Here in the city of Gary, we have a statue in downtown Gary called, I can't think of exactly the name of it, but it deals with metamorphosis. It has three butterflies, a large butterfly, a medium-sized butterfly, and a small butterfly. And these things are coming out of a steel urn, which, you know, Gary is called the Steel City. It's one of those steel pots that pours the steel, and it's got some firemen around it. And on the back of these butterflies, they have Egyptian symbols, Egyptian masks, African masks, African and voodoo occult icons on the items. And when we found out this information, myself and you remember a prophet, Matthew Barnes, he and I and a few others, we went down to that statue and we actually threw oil on the statue. And just to show you that, you know, this is real, ladies and gentlemen, men and women of God, when we threw that oil on the thing, the oil got on it and it went up that statue. Now, the statue stands about a story and a half tall. And at the top of the story, there's a hand. It looks like actually the symbol of Baphomet, but it's the horn. The horns are two people, and it's like a hand is gripping around it, and it's called metamorphosis. And we threw this oil on this statue. And that same day, in that same hour that we got ready to do it, we saw a gentleman that we'd never seen before. He just appeared out of nowhere. And he saw us, and he walked over towards us, and he said, "Hey, how you guys doing?" And he happened to be Caucasian. We were right in downtown Gary. And we said, "Hey, how's it going?" And we were looking at the building across the street, which is a building that they were talking about renovating and tearing down, the Sheridan Hotel. And while we were looking at that building, as I said, the guy appeared in the middle of the street, just basically out of nowhere, like a portal or a time something had opened. We really didn't pay much attention to it until the guy got ready, until the guy left. And he said, "What are you guys, what you guys are getting ready to do is a great thing." And so we looked at one another because we didn't know this guy. And we said, "Yeah, we're just going to anoint this statue over here." He said, "Yeah, I know." He said, "That's a good thing." He said, you just keep on doing what God has for you to do." We turned around and looked at each other like, "What is going on?" And when we turned back around, the man was gone. But here's what happened, ladies and gentlemen, men and women of God. Within a few days, the large butterfly cracked in the middle and broke. And it took them almost 3 years to replace the butterfly. So we probably need to go back down there because it's made out of marble. It's very heavy, very huge, and throw some more oil on it. But the power of prayer, the power of the anointing that's on the individual, because we had prayed about it. We had been having warfare prayer here in the ministry at Warriors for Christ. And we had been praying for the city not to be the murder capital of the United States anymore. So it was right around that time frame when this thing happened. So there's other things in your city. And so as we began to look around, we noticed other statues that was in the city. And we got a map and drew a map of the statues, and they were strategically located all over the city, even over into Chicago, because, you know, we are here on Lake Michigan with a Great Lake. And those of you that are stationed near or live near Great Lakes, you have terrible water spirits, leviathans, that are controlling principalities in the area that you live in. And this is our region, you know. It goes all the way up through the Great Lakes and as well as down into the south. That's what God has given us as a territory. And so we fight these demons. And when you fight these demons, you need to know their names. You need to know who they are and how they affect the things that's going on in your city. In Atlanta, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., and even overseas in Dubois, at the Vatican in Rome, you see these obelisks, you see these different forms of pyramids all over the place. So Egyptian manifestations. And many of the sororities that are going forth now, and I was so discouraged because I have some wonderful cousins and just recently got in contact with them. And what I found out, they were part of sororities because they had posting on Facebook. And when you take a look at when they're standing together and they all have forms and they're flashing the sign of the Baphomet with their hands. And people don't even realize that they're doing it. They don't believe that these signs and these symbols are what us in the spiritual community tell them. And because, as I told you about G. Craig Lewis, and I told you about how he talks about the truth behind hip-hop and the music industry, he talks about the Illuminati, he talks about all those things that have put us in a position where we've become laissez-faire or slothful in even looking for these things, and how the enemy has turned it around to where we'll even fight for him. Some of good, clean Christians I'm speaking about. See, here's the thing. You need to recognize that his job, he hates those that follow Christ. And so what does he do? He creates an alternate world, the opposite of Christ, Antichrist. There's more than one Antichrist. Their leader is the enemy himself. And yes, there are those in the earth and that the scriptures talk about that are going to have some impact in the things that are going on, the world economy, many things. You know, people are saying the last days. The Mayans are talking about that 2012 is the year, and it's supposed to be natural calamities, and the earth is supposed to be destroyed in December of this year. Well, the scriptures tell us that no man knows the day or the hour when the Son of Man will return. And it says that he's going to come as a thief in the night. In other words, we're not going to know when he comes. But when he does come, and this is how we know that many of these false Christs that have been purporting themselves to be Jesus, purporting themselves to be Christ, first of all, it says every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. We're talking about simultaneously. It's going to be an event so spectacular, so loud. It said with a trump, he's going to come. That means everything is going to stop. You're going to hear things that's going to happen, and it's going to go through every wall. It's going to go through every communication system. It's going to disrupt everything as we know it and put itself in a position that you would know that this is a godly thing and this is not a thing that is going on in the earth. As we begin to calm down or slow down, there's different kinds of info that's out there. People are looking at the belief net. And there's things within the belief net called Beyond Blue. And let's talk about Spiritual Journey into Mental Health by Teresa J. Borchardt. But in that same entity, they have daily horoscopes. Scriptures tell us clearly that we're not to be involved in those kinds of things. Remember, we're talking about karate. We're talking about martial arts. When Bruce Lee was in the earth, he had four movies. Year of the Dragon, you know, this is, as we said, the Year of the Dragon. And there was another time not long ago that the year was the Year of the Dragon. The dragon is the devil. He's the old serpent. And the first movie that Bruce Lee was involved in was called Enter the Dragon. And the dragon enters through the, in this case, it enters through the martial arts. And the way of the dragon was through the teaching of the martial arts, which was the way of the dragon, which was his second movement. And Return of the Dragon actually started the fourth movie, which is the Game of Death. And see, what has happened is we didn't know anything about it. We just fell for it. We love our martial arts movies because we see people able to contort themselves and do some things, you know, fly almost, do some things that they've never been able, that, you know, we wish that we can do. The dragon is Satan, who deceives and wants to sit in the pulpit. Be not fooled or dismayed. He wants to control everything dealing with the church. The place of leadership in the church is where he wants to be. This is the place where readers and leaders read scripture, the worshipers in synagogues, churches, and et cetera. That's the place, that's the sacred place, and that's why he attacks the men and women of God that stand at that sacred spot. Many churches have done away with or refused deliverance in order to establish a karate program. See, they don't even understand that they won't have a deliverance program, or if they do have a deliverance program, it's so weak that they say, well, we're going to take the small philosophies. We're not going into the full philosophies of the Eastern religion. But he said you can't mix and you can't match. He told us in the scriptures that he would have us to be one way. He said, I would have, and we're going to go to Revelation, the third chapter, verse 15. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou would be cold nor hot, so that because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I would spew thee out of my mouth. Now, listen, men and women of God. God himself said in Revelation, if you go to, if you got a book, a Bible that has the red letters, you know that that's Jesus himself speaking. It says there that that's Jesus saying that he knows their works. He said he would prefer that you would be hot or cold, be one or the other, but don't be straddling the fence. He said, because if you straddle the fence, he said, I can, you know, I can respect you if you take a stand. You know, just totally don't want to be part of me, or if you do want to be part of me. But if you, like, straddling the fence, that's an abomination to me. It's so sick to me that I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. Spewing you out of my mouth is a regurgitation, or it's a vomit. Yeah, it's no easy way to say it. It's a getting out of that's on the inside. It's coming from the bowels of your belly. It's totally cleaning out that which is petrified, putrefied, that which is unclean. And even when we spew or vomit or throw up or whatever it is you want to call it, when we do it, look at how the body reacts. It takes so many things of the body to get this stuff out of your system that you actually lose your breath. You can't breathe. Your nasal passages and everything, every major portion of your body is affected to get this stuff out of your body. And God is saying that he's going to spew out through the body of Christ the same way. That's a violent reaction. That's not something that's nice. It's a violent reaction. As I said, many of the churches have done away or refused deliverance in order to establish these karate programs. Some of the same churches that have allowed the karate programs won't allow prophets into their midst. But they will have allow psychics or mediums to come and to teach their people. The dragon who is waiting at the feet of the woman in Revelation, which is the church, to devour the man-child, and is trying to do so from the pulpit. Men and women of God, it is his desire to, as Christians, as those that's in the kingdom, to make us believe that God does not exist and that he exists. He wants us to be his way. Beware of wolves in sheep clothing. See, we need to throw the dragon out of our churches. We need to throw the dragon out of our lives. We need to throw the dragon out of our homes. We need to get cleaned up for Jesus' return. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful and magnificent name. If you will turn to Revelation, the 12th chapter, because we're coming to a conclusion. Revelation, the 12th chapter and verse 9. Is one of the descriptions, of the many descriptions, of the dragon. And the dragon, okay, so they say who the dragon is. But most or many of the karate or martial arts schools use the snake, the cobra, or the symbol of the dragon, which is another symbol of the tiger. But here it says, and the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. Hold up, before we even go any further. The old serpent refers to the serpent in Genesis, at the Garden of Eden, called the devil and Satan, which he was called in Genesis, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Here's the other thing. It says right there that he was cast out where? Into the earth. We keep preaching that he was cast to the second heaven. Not so. It says clearly right here that he was cast to the earth. Verse 10 says, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now has come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ, for the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accusing them before our God day and night. Some great and wonderful things happened on that day. And God continued to teach us and to plan and show us that we are to be overcomers. Hallelujah. We are to be overcomers. Here's what you need to understand. The enemy, he is the tempter. He is the adversary. He is the thief. He is the murderer from the beginning. He is the accuser. He is the prince of lies. He is the old serpent. The devil has many faces, and he teaches many shades of deception. But his purpose is the same, to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10 and 10. Talks about that. Listen, the enemy, in his zeal to disguise himself, will do anything that he can to make you think that he don't exist. And he wants to teach you in such a way that you'll believe the lies that you hear. One of the things that's happening now, and a dear friend of mine, the Lord placed on my heart to call him. He placed on Facebook a book of the Moors and some other information. And I was familiar with that book. There's also some CDs and different things concerning that. And there's some great and powerful information in that. But I'm going to share something with you, especially if you babe in Christ or if you're a minister, especially if you're a prophet or an apostle. You really need to be, first of all, praying and girding yourself up. You need to be fasting. You need to be asking God what his direction is. And when you read these things, you need to be able to draw out of that which is that you need to be able to expose to the people that God has placed under you. And you need to put yourself in a position to be able to always tell the truth. Remember, he is the enemy is the master of deception. He will put something in information which sounds so true, and it has a form of truthfulness or godliness, and you end up falling for it. And what happens is, they say it can fool even the elect. And what happens is, you begin to question your own faith and your own religion, your own anointing. The enemy has designed it so that he can steal away from you. The occult and witchcraft are some of the main arteries that the enemy comes at us to kill, steal, and to destroy. And through the martial arts, these occult and witchcraft manifestations are very powerful. They teach you to kill, to die, and to commit suicide. They teach you to believe in reincarnation. The samurai, one of the things that for them to serve, they have a thing called the code of the warrior or soldiers. The master, okay, the scriptures tell us to serve no other master. And the karate, the main guy is the sensei. The teacher is the sensei. He's also known as master. He's the one that actually leads, guides, and directs you through the entire function of the martial arts. God says for us to call no man master. And remember, this is the dragon, the symbol of the tiger, the snake. And these are some scriptures that give you background on who the dragon is. We're right here in Revelation, the 12th chapter. Let's look at verse 3. It says, "There appeared another one in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head." A dragon. A dragon. A dragon. Chapter 9, verse 9 we just read. We're still in chapter 12. Let's go to verse 12. Verse 13. "So, and when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child." That means he's coming after the church. He's coming after those that are anointed of God. Because it said it right there in Genesis, the third chapter, when it says that he would bruise our heel. Revelations, the 12th chapter, verse 14 says, "And to the woman were given 2 wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness into her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and a half a time for the face, from the face of the serpent. We have to be able to get away from the enemy. God has given us every weapon to fight him, but he also given us an escape if the enemy is more powerful than we allow of the anointing that God has placed in us. Revelation 12, chapter verse 16, it says, and the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. That's the sin that the enemy is casting at us. He's coming at us as a flood of sin. And it's his intention for us to go into a flood of sorrow and to woe is me and to slothfulness and not be able to do the things that God said. 17, and the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed. That's us, y'all, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. It clearly says right here in Revelation that the enemy, but this is the revelation that God gave to John, Jesus himself, or the angel, however you interpret who was talking to John in this revelation. He shared it with him right then that the dragon was so mad at the woman and went to make war with her remnant, and that is us. Until the end of time, we are the remnant of the woman. Hallelujah. Glory. We are. Chapter 13, verse 2. Let's read verse 1. Saying, I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads, which we just talked about, and 10 horns, and upon his 10 horns, 10 crowns, upon his head, the name of blasphemy. Blasphemy is what? Saying that there is no God, there is no Holy Spirit, but there's only the spirit of who? The enemy. That's what blasphemy is. Verse 2 said, the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard. Okay, this is a leopard who had feet that were the feet of a bear, and his mouth was the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority. This is an abomination, and many people are saying that this is the European country of Rome, but that's a whole nother story. But here, you have to be aware that there's deception and disguises that's being used by the enemy to be able to get and do what it is that is his will on the earth. Let's turn to chapter, wait a minute. Let's look at, we're in chapter 13. We're looking at verse 2, which we just read. And now let's read verse 4. Okay, Revelation 12 and 4, 13 and 4. And they worshiped the dragon which gave power unto the beast. And they worshiped the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who was able to make war with him? They believe that he can't be overcome. Nowadays you're hearing all over the radio land and everything else about all these different cults that are saying that God unfairly judged the enemy. That's the newest swan song. Okay. We're coming to a close. Chapter 16 and verse 13. I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon and out of the mouth of the beast and out of the mouth of the false prophet. Okay, there's going to be some clear signs that these false prophets are who are false. And so we need to start looking for those things as they come forth. Turn to chapter 20 and verse 2. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 2. Hallelujah. I pray that you're enjoying this training, this teaching on today. I pray that that this has been a help to you. Revelation chapter 20. Verse 2, and he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. See, what we need to be doing is hallelujah, glory to his wonderful and magnificent name. We need to be knowing that the enemy is clearly not going to win. He is not going to win. He is not going to win. before we go forth, we're going to go ahead and open up the lines for you to come forth into. We have a glorious prayer that we're gonna share with you about glory revival. But we want to go ahead and open the lines up now for you to give comments and to let us know how what's been going on over the past 2 weeks since we've not been together. And so the lines are now open. Okay, you can go ahead.
Good evening, Apostle Clark.
Yes.
Good evening. This is Prophetess Teresa, and I was just marinating that word, and as I was doing what I do in the evenings and just being blessed with how God is exposing the enemy through the warfare hour. And we had listeners come in and leave off and come back on, and I just thank God because, you know, it's important that we understand the kingdom of darkness, how the enemy works, and how he works through things that we take for granted. And when you talked about the fraternity and the sororities and how they make oaths with one another and with the kingdom of darkness. And
right.
I was just truly blessed with how the word God used you to bring the word forth. You know, it's just really something. I ministered in Michigan area on Sunday, and even in the pulpit, I mean, you know, in the pulpit, conversations going on during church services, and the conversations, ungodly conversations. So it's like we really have to understand that we are accountable to God ourselves, and not depend on being led. You know, you go to church and you depend on the man or woman of God, but I'm not taking away from the authority that God has given leadership, but you have to study to show yourself approved, to rightly divide the word of God so you won't be ashamed. And then you have an intimate relationship with God so that you're able to hear his voice, so that you can even exercise the gift of discernment, so that you won't be deceived. You know, a lot of churches are established, a lot of churches gather together, and you do just have to be very aware of where you go and be able to discern if that's where God even wants you to be. And if they're not doing deliverance, if the people are not being set free and the enemy is not being exposed, I encourage you to get on your face, go on a fast, and get some word from God, get some direction, because the kingdom of darkness is so prevalent, not just in the churches, but just in this world. And it's just really a blessing to hear you go forth. And on last week, certainly I truly apologize, but the enemy did everything he could to not only cause not one system to go down, but several. So I just bless God anyway, because there is no weapon formed against us. This ministry shall prosper. And I just thank you for pressing in and allowing God to use you. And truly, the warfare hour has been a blessing. As I look at when callers are calling in, and even when they listen to it on demand or on the iPod, you are being heard and the word of God is going forth. So I just thank God, and I want you to know that truly we honor you as an apostle of God, and we thank God that you are sowing and, you know, what God has given you for God's people. And then the best part about this all, even if you can't catch the broadcast during the hour of the live broadcast, you can always go into the archives and you can listen to it on demand. And you'll be able to be blessed with this word. Tell somebody about the broadcast every Thursday, the Warfare Hour with Apostle Carlton Clark. And I just thank God for you. And I'll close with that.
Well, thank you so much, woman of God. We just praise God for you and your husband and all that. The Kingdom Daughters and the Kingdom Builders International, all of you that have made this possible for us. And I want to, if we leave the lines open for a minute, I just want to, well, I'm going to go ahead and leave them open just for a few more minutes, and then I really want to read this prayer before we go. Amen. Okay. All right. God has an agenda of greatness for you, but the problem with many people today is that these, those without destinies are meant to be colorful, are languishing in the dustbin, and require aggressive prayer to effect resurrection of their destinies that are dead. When a particular destiny is dead, its glory becomes shame. Good prospects are rubbished, and brilliant stars are hidden in darkness. It requires serious prayer, battle for lost glory to be found. You must pray fervently if the glory which God destined you to experience and enjoy must be revived. We're talking about glory revival, and we're getting ready to go into a fast beginning on Monday. We, for 21 days, we pray that you would join with us for the spirit of revival. Revival of Glory is an important prayer program which must be undertaken by those who are serious about becoming who God wants them to be. We want to be able to praise and worship Him through this 21 days and to allow the spirit of revival to just flow within you. Our confession prayer is Psalms 26 chapter and verse 6, 27 chapter and verse 6. It says, and now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. And also our confession prayer, Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, verse 13, and Proverbs 21 and 1. And they read, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath, if that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. Psalms 21 and 1. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, as the rivers of water, he turns it whitherto he will. This is the prayers that we're getting ready to go into now. The King of Glory, arise, visit me, and turn around my captivity. In the name of Jesus, I shall not regret. I will become great in the name of Jesus. Every habitation of humiliation and demation formed against me, be battered and shattered and swallowed up by the power of God. Oh, Lord, station and establish me in your favor, oh God. God of restoration, restore my glory in the name of Jesus. As darkness gives up before light, oh, Lord, let all my problems give up before me in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thou power of God, destroy every trouble in my life in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, arise and attack every lack in my life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Power of liberty and dignity manifest in my life in the name of Jesus. Power of liberty and dignity manifest in my life in the name of Jesus. Power of liberty. Addictive manifest in my life in the name of Jesus. Every chapter of sorrow and slavery in my life be closed forever in the name of Jesus. Thy power of God, usher me out of the balcony of disgrace by fire in the name of Jesus. Every obstacle in my life, give way to miracles in the name of Jesus. Every frustration in my life, become a bridge to my miracles in the name of Jesus. Every enemy exploring devastating strategies against my progress in life, be disgraced in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful and magnificent name. Every residual determined for me to stay in the valley of defeat, be revoked in the name of Jesus. I decree that bitter life should not be my portion. A better life should be my testimony in the name of Jesus.
Oh,
I decree that that better life should not be my portion. A better life should be my testimony in the name of Jesus. I decree that better life should not be my portion. A better life should be my testimony in the name of Jesus. Every habitation of cruelty fashioned against my destiny become desolate in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That all my trials become gateways to my promotion in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord,
hallelujah.
My Father, let all my trials become gateways to my promotion in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Anger of God, write the obituary of all my oppressors in Jesus' name. Almighty God, let your presence begin a glorious story in my life. Every strange God attacking my destiny, scatter and die in the name of Jesus. Every horn of Satan fighting against my destiny, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every altar speaking hardships into my life, die in Jesus' name. Every inherited battle in my life, die in Jesus' name. All my blessings that have been buried with dead relatives, come alive now and locate me in Jesus' name. All my blessings that have been buried with dead relatives, come alive now. Locate me in Jesus' name. All my blessings that are presently not in the country, arise now and locate me in the name of Jesus. Every stronghold in my Father's house be dismantled in Jesus' name. Every stronghold in my Father's house be dismantled in Jesus' name. Father, let all my proposals find favor in the sight of and in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, let us find favor, compassion, and loving kindness with concerning this matter, oh, God. All matters concerning anything that is against you, oh, God. All demonic obstacles have been established in the heart against this matter be destroyed in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, show our dreams, visions, and restlessness that would advance my cause in the name of Jesus. I command my money being captivated or caused by the enemy to be completely released in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, give me a supernatural breakthrough of all my present proposals, oh, God. I bind and put to flight. All the spirits of fear, anxiety, and discouragement in the name of Jesus. I bind and put to flight all the spirits of fear, anxiety, and discouragement in the name of Jesus. I say I bind and put to flight all the spirits of fear, anxiety, and discouragement in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, let divine wisdom fall upon all who are supporting me in these matters, oh, God. I break the backbone of any spirit conspiracy or treachery in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, hammer my matter into the mind of those who will assist me so that they do not suffer. Free from demons and no loss of memory, oh, God. I paralyze the handiwork of household enemies and envious angels in the matter concerning all of us in the name of Jesus. You devil, take your legs away from the top of my finances in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost, fire of the Holy Ghost, fire of the Holy Ghost, purge my life from any evil mark put upon me in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, the sweet communion, power, and anointing of your Holy Spirit and the good, acceptable will of you as the great I am. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful and your magnificent name. As we come to a close, we pray that we've been a blessing to you. We want you to know that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. That we believe in a harmonious marriage. That we believe that if we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, that all these things shall be added unto us. We believe that if we trust in the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding, that all these things, other things that we just prayed about, will be added unto us. And that God will lead, guide, and direct our paths. Mm-hmm. I now turn it over to Pray with me just for a minute.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes.
Can you all
hallelujah.
Hear me? Glory be to God. I just want to thank God. Father, thank you. Thank you for Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters and Apostle Clark on the line for the walk down on Thursdays on tonight. I feel the prayer moving forward, Heavenly Father. I feel the prayer, just prayed, coming into focus, coming into view. Our money is finding us. Those generational curses are being lifted. Our problems are becoming blessings, are becoming to exceed us into a right standing with you, oh God. And I just thank you. It's putting us in our rightful place. Our problems won't take us down. The things that I'm going through now, I know it's not to take me down, but they are to build me up, to put me, for me to be in the place where God has for me to go, for my destiny. And I just thank God for that encouragement with you tonight, Apostle Clark. You motivate me so much in the ministry. This is Tammy from Living Way Christian Center. Amen. And you motivate me so much and inspire me so much with how you go forth and you just stay on fire for God all the time, all the time. And I just thank you for being such a good man up under our apostle. You know, our apostle has been such a good man, a strong apostle, and a very obedient man of the Lord, and God just brought you right there with him, you know, to under shepherd us with him. And I thank God for that. When God did that, he showed his love for me. He let me know he loved me so much that he put me in the hands of such good people on this earth. Not in the hands of people who would tell me lies and deceive me about him. No, he put me in the hands of men and women who would tell me the truth about God. That's God showing his love to me. And I just thank you all for being available and making yourselves available, Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters. I thank you all so much for giving your time, giving your obedience unto the Lord for us. And we do need this every day. And Apostle Clark, thank you for your warfare, for the warfare hour, because you teach us, you keep bringing God's word full forth and giving us the strength. God give us the strength through the word that you bring to fight the enemy off. And I just want to let you know God's word will not return unto him void. And what you send out, Apostle Clark, tonight, what you sent out will not return unto our Father void. Amen. Glory
hallelujah.
Be to God.
Yes.
Glory be to God. I am so happy. I am so
thank
happy
you.
About that. I just left the emergency room. I have to tell you all this. I just left the emergency room because I've been having these TIA attacks. They like small strokes, these anxiety attacks, and I've been ill for the last 2 weeks, and then it's like, this last few days, I've been really sick, but I've been pressing in, still pressing in to God, because I noticed the enemy attacking me. I've been pleading the blood. I've been calling on the blood of Jesus, and it's just like, you know, I'm in a resting period now for healing, And I'm so glad that the text came through. Keep sending me the texts, Kingdom Daughters. Keep sending me the texts, because sometimes I forget to tune in at the hour. Keep sending me the texts, please, because I needed this at this time. You all have helped me so much at this time. Thank you so much. Amen.
Amen. Well, we praise God for you, Sister Tammy, recognize that the enemy is working against us, but we're not going to give him the light that he wants. We're not going to give him what he thinks he needs. We're just going to smash his head in. We're going to stomp him, spit on him, gut him. That's what we're going to do, and we're just going to continue to go forth. And to God be the glory, we give praise for Apostle Emmons, who's been a wonderful teacher, preacher, mentor, covering for us, and he, and he does all kinds of things to ensure that we get the true word of God. He admonishes us, and so it's easy to go forth when you got a good covering. Hallelujah. Amen. Anybody else, before we turn it over to our sponsors to get the last word on tonight, if anybody else wants to say anything, please say so now. We do welcome your comments.
Hallelujah. Excuse me.
Amen. If there are no others, Prophetess Teresa, if you have any announcements.
Well, amen. I just, once again, I just thank God for all that he's doing. And I want to lift up Sister Tammy with a word of prayer. You know, when they asked Jesus to pray for them, when he did deliverance, he began to decree, be made whole in the name of Jesus. So I encourage you to walk in your healing. Decree it, declare it, speak it. Once you have prayed and we stand in agreement with you that no weapon that have been established against you shall prosper. And the answer is in the word of God. Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus, we stand in agreement with Sister Tammy, and we aggressively apply the blood of Jesus over her, under her, around her, and through her. Let your healing, let your corrective power, let it flow, Lord God, through every vein, every artery, every valve, every cell, every stem, every gland, every organ, Lord God. Every tissue, every bone, Lord God, every muscle, let it flow now in the name of Jesus. And by the authority of your word and the power of the blood, we paralyze the enemy and we render him helpless and harmless before the cross. And we reverse everything that he has started. We decree and declare that all is well in your body, in your mind, in your soul, and in your spirit. And as we speak
Hallelujah.
To your body in the name of Jesus, we command your body to line up with the divine healing, divine purpose that God has ordained it to line up with, that your mind shall be in sync with God, with the word of God, that he will manifest himself through you. And everything that's not like him, we crush the walls of the enemy. We smash his face. And we command you, Sister Tammy, to live and not die.
Hallelujah.
To declare the works of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, Father.
Hallelujah.
We give you glory. We give you honor. Because we say right now that it's already done. And so it is that you're healed. in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, be healed. We have what we ask, for we believe that you have heard us, Lord God. And this petition is already granted.
Yes.
As we stand on your word, Lord, Matthew 18 and 18, Luke 10 and 19, Exodus 12 and 13, Isaiah 53 and 4 through 5, we decree that you're healed, woman of God, healed.
Thank you.
Healed. Hallelujah. In your mind.
Thanks.
For the Lord is saying, Sister Tammy, walk in your healing. There's some separating that God is doing. God is doing this. And God said, don't pull against him. God is doing some things in your life. And he's ready for you to cross over to the other side with him. Cross over so that you can begin to minister his word. So that you can begin to win souls for him like never before. For it is your season to make that profession, to walk in it and decree it and declare it, that you're sold out for him,
Hallelujah.
Says the Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord
Hallelujah.
God.
Thank
you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When the word of God go forth, those that eat the word of God, it is for them. Those that embrace it is for them. It's not for everybody, but it's for those that eat it. It's for those that consume it. It's for those that be in agreement with it. So I thank you, Lord, for Apostle Clark, as the word had went forth, Father. Father God, I ask you right now that you would give him, Lord God, the desires of his heart, Father.
Yes.
Father, you said that if we delight ourselves in you, Father, you said that you would give us the desires of our heart. So I ask you right now that you would give him, Lord God, those secret things, Father, that he have asked of you, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you're giving his family, Lord God, every need met. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that he is found faithful in you, Father God. And we thank you, Lord God, that every seed, Lord God, that he has sown for you, Father, that there will be a manifestation. We thank you, Lord God, that he's strong in you, that he's encouraged, Lord God, that he will not be afraid of anything and he will not be dismayed. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are sending your angels to be on every side of the man of God. And we thank you, Lord God, that his confidence is in you. And everywhere that he stepped and put his feet, Lord God, that it's blessed. Blessed, blessed. Let the blood of Jesus trickle from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. I call his wife blessed, his family blessed, and everything that he loved, Lord God. Lord God, that it will line up with you and that they would all be soldiers marching up the King's Highway in the name of Jesus, and that they all would fight the good fight of faith. And finish the race and keep the faith in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that it is so. And if you have been on this line or you're listening to this line via telephone lines or internet, we encourage you, if you don't know God and the pardon of your sin and you want Jesus, you want your life to change, you want to be saved, I encourage you to just repeat after me, because it's simple. It's not hard. God is a forgiving God, and he will forgive you. All you have to do is ask. So I encourage you to repeat after me the prayer of salvation. I thank you for coming down, Lord, from heaven and showing me the way. I believe that you died for me. And you rose again on the third day. And I realized that I have sinned. And that you can forgive me of all of my sins. I ask for And I believe that Jesus died and he rose again. I receive your grace. I receive your forgiveness, your unmerited favor. And I also ask, Lord God, that you wash me in the precious blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary. Please come into my heart, Lord, and give me a new life. I now confess you, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior over all. And I now commit my life into your loving hands, now and forevermore. If you said that prayer, we welcome you into the kingdom of God. We welcome you as a child of the King. You're now saved. You confessed, you believe, you have repented. I encourage you to, our website is under construction, but I encourage you to send us an email. You can even go to Apostle Clark email, or you can go to Teresa@kingdomdaughters.org. We'll be happy to send you a prayer, encourage you, and even direct you, mentor you. We're here for you. We're here for you. So I encourage you to just stay tuned in to the lines and just give us a shout, contact us, and we'll be more than happy to pray with you and encourage you. And we just thank you for just being on the lines tonight. A lot of listeners are on the lines, and sometimes you don't have anything to say, but just eat this word and grow and let the light of God shine through your eyes so that you can be an epistle for God and you can shine the light of God on this kingdom of darkness. So again, this is Prophetess Teresa Dox, and I am the founder of Kingdom Builders International. And I'm honored to be a servant to bring the word forth. And in closing, if Apostle Clark want to close out, you can do so at this time. And we just thank God for you, man of God.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. We thank you for your prayers. The enemy had tried to attack, and so your prayers were right on time for covering. And we praise God for his ability to allow us to go forth. We love you, Lord. We magnify your name. We pray now against any retaliation, any backlash, any retribution, oh God, for this word that has gone out, Father, that those that hear, Father, believe and obey, oh Father, those that go forth and attempt to do those things that they heard, oh God, that they have a power and anointing that comes from on high, oh Father, that the waters of living water that is on the inside of their belly, Father, will erupt, oh God, and that they will go forth, Father, that they would not be spewed out of your mouth, but they would be hot, and they would be on fire for you, oh God. Father, we pray for every family that's represented, every marriage that's represented, those that are single, the marriage of the Holy Spirit, through the apostolic and the prophetic, Father, through the ministry of being in the kingdom of God. Father, we thank you for Judah would go forth. Father, we thank you for our worship experience, oh God. We pray that you will continue to lead, guide, and direct us all this week. And coming to you from the Warriors for Christ House Prayer Church here in the City of Glory, 2225 Roosevelt Place here in the City of Gary, I am Apostle Carlton Clark, and a humble servant of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, through the Holy Spirit, who lead, guide, and direct us, and under the good, perfect, acceptable will of the great I Am, with the Father, with your Daddy God. We do believe that failure is not an option in Christ Jesus. We believe that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. We think on those things which are good and lovely. And we believe that we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. and all those things should be added unto us. We do seek to study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly or righteously dividing the word of truth. And we do lean not to our own understanding and pray that in all our ways to acknowledge God so that he can direct our paths. We do believe that we were built in the image and likeness of God. We believe that he has said that we are gods, and how long will we allow the unjust to rule in our behalf? And he has cautioned us and commanded us to go forth and to take back that which the cankerworm has tried to destroy. And so we declare and decree even right now, oh God, that we do all that you said. We thank you for the prayers that you've given us, the scriptures that you've given us, the good, clean, crisp word that you've given us, Father, and the ability to go forth in your name. And we praise your holy name. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Enjoy the music, and we please come back again on next week and share with the Warfare Hour. Hallelujah.
spirit this morning, Lord. We invite your spirit, God. We ask you to come. Holy Spirit, come dwell in this place this morning. Oh, let your Shekinah glory fill this place, fill this mall. Let your Shekinah glory just drip down on the handles of the doors, oh God, as people begin to make their way into this place, Father. Oh, let it just be a dripping, Father, that they feel it as they, like a perspiration, God, as they feel it as they open up the doors, God, that they go to wipe it down on their sides. Like, what does this do, God? Let it be your Shekinah glory this morning, Father. Oh, we need it, Father. We need it, Lord. Oh, let there be a density, Father God, a thickness, Father God, a spiritual fog delay, Father God, in the realm, Lord God, where we would want to push past this time, Jesus. Oh, but we just let it just come, Lord. We just say, just come, Lord, this morning, Father. We just rip off everything else that we've been dealing with thus far, God, in the heavenly, in the earthly realm, Father God. But we say, we just rip off all the time. We just rip off all the madness that may be seeping through our minds right now, Father God. And we say, come, Lord. Your Shekinah glory come and replace the madness, Father. Replace the emptiness. Replace the confusion, the doubt, Father. Oh, let your Shekinah glory come, for we need it in this place right now, today. It's a new day, and we thank you for the new day, Lord. Oh, we can't make it without you, Father. Let your glory just continue to fill every single aisle and row and every single step, that as we may sit our body down, there would be a poof of your glory that would just rise up into our nostrils as we sit, as we move our faces to look around us. Though we are distracted, God, as you begin to face our eyes and set our eyes on you this morning, Lord, that the glory would just continue to rise up among us, that it would fill this place so thick that we would not be able to see those around us. We would not be distracted by those coming in. But God, our eyes would just be set on you, our hearts. Oh, that's the whole purpose why we're here this morning, Lord. So we thank you, God. We thank you for your magnificence. We thank you for your glory, Jesus. Your awesome power, your love, Father God. Your demonstration to us this morning, Jesus. That you woke us up, oh God. Oh, shea rabote. Ah, te damos gracias, Señor. Porque tenemos otro día, Señor. Tenemos otro día, Señor. Para demostrar tu gloria, para demostrar tu poder, para demostrar tu paz, Señor. La paz, Señor, la paz, Señor. Necesitamos la paz, Señor, este día, Padre. Oh, what can we go? What can we do without it, God? Oh, she ayonde ando a rabo sende. Who ayondu ando a rabo sheke ayarabo sende. Use us this morning, God. Use us this morning like never before, Jesus. Let this day be night like no other, Father, for it has been set aside, Jesus. All those things that would happen, every single being that is on their way, every single being that is stepping through those doors, every coat that is being removed from the body, oh God. Oh, as that coat comes off, let it be some other distraction that would be removed as they remove it, oh God. And it would be so much more discipline and so much more availability to your spirit, oh God. Oh, sheayondo arabo sende alabo sheke. Let your people be in their places, oh God, if you have purposed them to be this morning, Jesus. In this place that you have set, Father God, for us, in this mall, in this region, oh God, in the heavenlies, Lord. No, we don't know what you're going to do this morning, God, and we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for the surprise, oh God. We thank you for the all that we could just long to see. Woo! How you going to change me, Lord? How you going to do me right today? Because we know that you are, Father. Oh, like a child, as let us just come before you as a child, oh God, in this place this morning. Not, expecting, but only expecting of you, God, your greatness and your mercy. Not expecting to visit and to be distracted, but God, just to be expectation of focus and disobedience and honor to you, oh God. Oh, shea yonde ande arabo se. Shea yondo ando arabo, shea yondo ande arabo se. Shea yondo ande arabo, shea yonde. Oh, el gozo del Señor. El gozo del Señor que se cae en este lugar. este día, Señor. Necesitamos tu gloria, necesitamos tu purificación, Señor. Una demostración, Señor, de tu poder, de tu magnificación, Señor. Oh, arraboshendeando, arraboshe. Oh, que ponemos modesto, Señor, enfrente de ti. Modesto, Señor. Oh, que te dan el honor, Señor. El honor, Señor. Shea yondo arraboshende. Uayondiande arraboshe. Ay, arraboshe. The blessings fall this morning, Jesus. The blessings fall this morning, oh God. A new blessing, oh Jesus. A new blessing for a new day, a new year of health and restoration, oh God. For your people, Jesus, they have labored before you, God. Countless hours, countless times, countless, oh God. For you, Jesus, for your honor, for your glory, Lord. Oh, haraboshe. Let us be removed, God. Let us be removed, Jesus, from the filth. Oh, God. The nastiness from the bottle of the barrel, the bottom of the barrel, oh, God. Just remove it, oh, God. Cleanse it, Father. Oh, this new day, Father God. Remove the film, Jesus. Oh, desire so much from you, Lord. Oh, I on the ando arabushe, I am the arabush and the ando arabushe. Oh, I on the ando arabushe. Oh, I on the ando arabushe. A new strength, oh God. Oh, desire it, desire it, desire it. Oh, remove all doubt and unbelief this morning, Jesus. Remove all doubt and unbelief, oh God. Help us to increase our faith. Help our unbelief, oh God. Oh, the trust factor, Jesus. Magnify it, oh God. That your Shekinah glory would magnify it in this place this morning, Lord. Come, Jesus. Oh, Ayondea. Come, Lord. Come, Lord. Oh, Ayondea, Raboshe. We're weary, Father. Oh, but we need to replace weariness with strength, oh God. We need to replace our carelessness with thoughtfulness, Father. Replace the feebleness, Father God, with health and strength and power and might. That we are not sick. We have been made whole this day. We have been